Hi, this is Karen Strunks and welcome. Today I want to talk about how you can position yourself for success in your industry. And I want to ask you, where do you see yourself in your industry? For example, do you see yourself at the top of your game as the go-to expert in your field, as the thought leader? You have to prepare now for wherever you want to go. Now, there's always going to be people that know more than us and that have greater skills than us, and that's okay. Remember that you will always know more and have greater skills than somebody else that needs your help. So don't underestimate what you do know and how valuable that knowledge is going to be to somebody. Think about your position in the marketplace. Where do you see yourself? You need to think about this when you're setting yourself up for success, because this is going to be vital to you, your business, and how your customers and clients perceive you. Think about the leaders in your industry. What sets them apart? What are they doing? What are they saying? How do they behave? What qualities do you admire in them? Now, I'm not saying, go and copy what they do and what they say, but certainly observe them, keep up to date with them, see what they're up to, see what they're doing, what are they saying, and get inspired by them, because we all need those role models. And just as you view these industry experts, so other people are going to view you, remember? So think about how you're going to position yourself as well. Are you going to be the McDonald's or the Ritz? Now, I'm not saying one is better than the other here when it comes to business, because both are doing really, really well. You can't say that they're not successful, but how they position themselves and who they serve are completely different and opposite ends of the spectrum. So this is going to define who you are and how you're going to compare to others in your industry. And what's unique about you? And remember, it won't play you, it won't play you, it won't serve you to play it small. You're going to need to claim it, claim this unique thing about you, and make yourself an attractive proposition to your ideal clients. So how are you going to stand out? Now, one of the ways that you can stand out and be absolutely 100% authentic is by being you in your business. So I want you to pour you into everything that you do. Don't try and appeal to the masses. You can't and you won't. One of the best things that you can do, and it might sound really, really obvious, but it's also, surprising at how few do it, and that's to know your business inside out and then to stamp it with brand you. What your thoughts are, what your beliefs are, what you stand for, what your morals are, what your specialities are, everything. Your personality, put it in there. Inject it into your business and your brand and your position in the market. And then you're going to be able to confidently and boldly claim your position in your industry. And if you'd like my help getting to grips with your position in your industry, or if you're just getting started and beginning your own business and you want to get ahead by 6 weeks, then come and check out my new online course where I'm going to be coaching you in all things business. It's called Fast Forward, Full Throttle, and it's designed to get you where you want to be in your business fast. Now, you're going to need to hold on tight if you're joining me on this, because we are going to be going for it. Hence the name, Fast Forward, Full Throttle, and it includes life coaching with me. And registration is going to end on Monday the 23rd. There's 50% discount now, so make sure you save your seat. I'll speak to you soon. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.